When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete in South Philly tonight at 6. Brandon Graham will be here for the Brandon Graham Show at 6 with me, Howard Eskin, BG, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks.
We'll
and,
be here.
And an Eagles player.
Or not.
Or not. Well, you guys were players.
Yes, so exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's the Players Lounge.
Still we'll Players Lounge.
We'll be here.
But does Hugh even count anymore with the defense as a luxury?
Wow.
A new 53.
Listen.
Making big plays. Listen.
You are so disrespectful to Hugh.
Yeah, I love told you. Knock it off.
He is going to beat you senseless one day.
Hugh knows the defense matters. He just put his foot in his mouth.
And then stuck to it, which
I
appreciate.
Yeah, you know, he gave a take, and he didn't want to back off of it. And
well, he was right about the young Thundercats, though. I mean, he's been on that for a while. Let those guys cook a little bit. But defense.
Well, he also was on Bryce Huff, though.
Yeah, listen, hold on. We don't, they're not all winners.
Well, Howie was on Bryce Huff, too.
He gave him a lot of money.
Yeah.
What if they can't pay Zach Bond because of Bryce Huff?
He better not tell his fan base that.
Well, by the way, not just Hugh, Elliot still says that the mistake was not playing Bryce Huff more, actually. Devin White as well.
For the victory lap Elliot's currently going on for the Sirianni thing, I mean, soft practices, he was very pro.
Draft offensive lineman.
He wanted a guard. Meanwhile, Mekhi Becton is, like, going to get a $100 million contract. I mean, listen, just tread lightly. We don't forget Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, you could do that on Twitter.
He asked a good question last night, didn't you?
Did he?
I don't know.
He asked the physicality question, didn't he?
I can't figure it out because him and Howard are having a worm off as to who can be more in on Nick. I mean, he's grilling Jalen about Nick.
Elliot was?
Yeah, Elliot was.
Well, I would have thought Elliot was writing an article about it, but then I remembered Elliot actually doesn't write articles anymore. So, 215-592-9494. Kenny in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, yo, this is how it feels. Welcome to the light. Welcome. This is how it feels. For real, before I start my Eagles point, I got a flag to throw on the caller. Yo, you took it straight for no reason, Spike. I listened, and I clearly heard you state, I'm starting to believe. He came at your neck. Oh, I'm picking my flag up, buddy. I'm throwing one on that clown. He go somewhere and shine shoes, kid. Now, let me talk about the Eagles.
I don't know.
Somebody came at you and was like, yo, now, I remember y'all wasn't believing. Yo, you said I'm starting to believe. So, on that note, forget that.
Okay.
I wish I could yell like the Macho Man, but I can't. So, I'm going to try my best. But, yo. We're not dynamic. You know what we are? We are kick freaking dirt in your yard while you cleaning your yard, make you bend to our will. Then we ran the ball 15 last plays. They couldn't stop us. We ain't have to plant a flag. We playing a King Henry. For real. So, no, we not dynamic, right? We the NFC East version of the Baltimore. That's what they saw. And we beat the bully up.
I like it, yeah.
Yo, that's what it's about now. Running this back. Forget sometimes less more.
The pass.
The less time, the less Jalen throws, the more efficient
the better
he is.
We are, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yo, no, listen.
Have we all bought into this now that the less Jalen throws?
Listen, I said it week one. Less MJ, more TJ. He's playing like TJ McConnell. It's okay.
Yo, listen. For all the people calling, talking about, yo, I want to be the new king, all that. Yo, the crown got to be passed down. You can't earn it. You should know that. And I'm leaving that at that. Back to my Eagles point. Yo, welcome aboard. This is how I feel. I know you used to baseball, Jack, but it's just a different feel for football, baby. It's a different feel. Feels good. But, yo, E-A-G-L-E-S. Hope your Thanksgiving was good. The kids out. Peace.
Yeah.
That call was something else.
Yeah.
What was the whole thing at the beginning? Does anyone know?
No.
Well, I think he said somebody came at you.
Okay.
About you finally getting on board with the team or whatever. So he was kind of defending you.
Oh, okay.
Against that call.
Yeah, we all get there at different times.
Yeah. Still waiting on Jack.
I'm there.
All right.
Best team of my lifetime.
You there with Coach Sirianni still?
So.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
See?
Yesterday was a step back of my pro series.
What happened yesterday?
The first down motion after the tush push drove me nuts. He was a little emotional on the sidelines again.
Oh, you got you can't show any emotion.
I'm a win with class guy. I thought he got back to a little bit of the over cockiness. It felt a little bit like the Chiefs game. I'm not trying to put on everything through my hater glasses.
You're not trying to, but you are.
I'm just telling you exactly how I felt watching and yelling at the TV yesterday. Yes, and then I didn't appreciate the post game press conference with the BS's and.
Oh, with the
yeah.
What do you think that was all about? So is he reading articles about Jalen being a game manager?
Is he listening to the station too much again?
Is he listening to this show?
Well, he's definitely listening to the radio.
He talks exactly like we talk. I'm waiting for him to say, "I heard Wednesday." Spike said he wanted him to lose today.
Yeah, just start name checking us.
Oh,
well,
man.
He did that with Angelo once, right?
He did.
Name check Angelo.
He loves Elliot, and Elliot reciprocates.
Yeah. I think what he tries to do with Jalen is, I think that is a little bit of personality management from Nick and trying to overgive, knowing that the Jalen-Nick thing was weird coming into this year. Mm-hmm. And I think Sirianni goes out of his way to credit Jalen, and I think that's part of why he was doing it.
Well, he called him the MVP. He said he's being the MVP conversation.
Well, look, I don't agree with him.
He hasn't said that about Saquon once.
Well, right.
He did say it about Saquon yesterday.
Well, I hope he would say it about Saquon.
Yeah, I hope so,
been
too.
Been there for 3-4 weeks now.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. I felt like he went out of the way to do it with Jalen yesterday.
Speaking of Saquon MVP, Costos texted me yesterday.
Yes.
And Costos is like, I told all you guys about Saquon 150-1. And I was like, Nick, I love you. No offense. Everyone in Philly betted at 150-1 before you said anything.
Yes.
I'm worried about every sports book.
Are we collecting on this bad boy?
If Saquon wins, like, there's going to be a lot of bets.
I'm going to tell you, I had a cash out yesterday. I thought about it. And I said, you know what?
For Saquon, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You got to let it ride.
I could have.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
Easy over there.
Yeah, I could have.
Money's money.
Because it was a nice payout.
Yeah.
And all it takes is for what happened last night to happen is what Josh Allen did.
Yep.
So now the payout is half of what it was.
Yeah. Well,
that's how quickly it changes.
After the game, Saquon went to plus 225.
Yes.
And then after the Bills game, he went back down to plus 350.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen
now
went
down. Now he's plus 450, I think.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Josh Allen, I saw after the game, was minus 160 or something.
Yeah.
So, but he's a quarterback. He's playing great.
It's all
and
good.
There's still 5 games left. So,
dude, all I need is a $1.75 next week against the Panthers.
Oh, that's it.
Couple touchdowns.
That's it.
And a mediocre Josh Allen game. That's all I need.
All right, coming up next, speaking of
I'm
coach.
I'm going to ride this thing out, Spike.
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Man, Pound Town has gotten me here.
All
Love
right.
it.
Nick Sirianni, Jack's favorite guy, will speak next. I'm sure he won't be smug at all, so you'll get to hear that.
Win with class.
Yep. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Hey, Chickies and Pete's gift card, that is a good gift. Everyone uses their Chickies and Pete's gift card. You can buy it in person or online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. If you book for November or January, you get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpete's.com. Nick Sirianni will be speaking in moments. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
Hey, I've been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Good job, Buzz.
Fellas, what's happening?
Oh,
what up, Louie?
What's going on, Louie?
Well, you're the one you call.
Listen, I was at the game. I was in section 538. Okay? I was 6 feet from the edge, and I was thinking about jumping, but I said, let's wait to the second half. Okay? Man, this team, oh, my gosh. Now, the Twitter question of the day, is this team better than the 22? Yes, it is. You know why? Because we have depth, okay, on the D. Did we miss play? Did we miss Blankenship? Kind of, but it didn't look like that on the scoreboard. This team could beat you in multiple ways. Now, Spike, you told me I was crazy that Jalen Hurts wasn't going to throw over the middle. I told you to be patient. Because this team is going to take you to Paradise City. What happens? He throws in the middle of the field because that's where A.J. loves the ball, and we move the ball down the field. Even though we didn't have time of possession like we always wanted, okay? Ike, the driver wasn't working yesterday. We had to switch up to the 3.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Okay? 80% of this station, even though we're a worldwide station, they play golf, so they understand what I'm talking about. But listen, the MVP delivers, guys, in the fourth quarter.
Oh, sorry, Louie. That's a shame. We have to put you on hold. Here is Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Nick. Early in the season, when things weren't going as well and you were facing a lot of personal criticism, how were you able to trust in yourself and your process?
Yeah, you don't pay too much attention to anything except for your process, and just try to stick to that. You know, that's what we talk about all the time. You know, I say that to the players all the time, and if it's, you know, in a scenario like that, if I'm not practicing what I preach, then, you know, those are just words, not actions. And so our culture, our habits are about our actions, not just our words, or not our words, but our actions. And you just try to live by that.
We'll go to Jimmy and then Jeff.
Hey, Nick. Last couple of years, you've had to prepare for Aaron Donald, Chris Jones, Dexter Lawrence all the time, of course. Just curious, you know, how you think Jalen Carter compares to guys of that level, and then also just what do you think of the way he played yesterday?
Yeah, he did a lot of good things yesterday. A lot of things that we need to clean up. That's our, you know, all of us as a team. A lot of good things we did, and a lot of things we need to clean up. And Jalen's part of that, but definitely did a lot of good things. You know, I don't get into the comparison thing with him, and you know, Jalen Carter's Jalen Carter, and we're happy he's on this football team, and he's playing the way he's playing, and with the effort and the toughness and the, you know, skill that he's playing with. You know, it's different when you go and you're actually game planning against the guy, and you gotta, you know, any play that guy makes, you'll have to think about that. But we obviously don't do that with Jalen, and you know, because we don't have to game plan against them. So I stay away from the comparison. Jalen Carter's had a really good year, had a really good game yesterday, and we're looking for him to continue to grow as a player.
We'll go to Jeff and then Brooks.
You know, Nick, you've had versions of Vic Fangio's scheme here. I know you had him in as a kind of a consultant for a year, but now that you have him in the building and you see and hear him, how he calls plays, what difference has he brought to the defense this year?
Yeah, he he has a really good feel of how to call the game. I really feel that. He's always on top of it. You know, has a good feel for what's coming. Have a good feel for how he needs to adjust, how he needs to adapt. He's obviously done a great job of leading the defense in so many aspects. And so, so happy that he's here and that he's, you know, we have one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL as our defensive coordinator. I can't say enough good things about him and what he's brought to this team and what he's brought to this defense. And ecstatic that he's our defensive coordinator and look to continue to grow as a team. I know Vic will continue to, you know, do the things he needs to do to continue to excel at his position. And I think that's what's so cool about Vic is that, he's been a defensive coordinator for a long time. And sometimes, you know, and he just is always looking to grow and always looking, you know, for new trends and different things like that. So can't say enough, you know, there's a reason why he's been a good defensive coordinator for decades in this league is because he's always growing and always getting better. And, you know, that, again, that's what we want our players to do, and he's constantly doing that, and what a great example for our players.
We'll go to Brooks and then Chris.
Yeah, to follow up on Vic, obviously you'd probably want to be physical in whatever system you run, but, you know, how does it particularly show up in the way that Vic runs with this defense, the players that you have to game plan towards the physicality you wanted on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, any style of defense you're playing, physicality shows up with how you play the game within your fundamentals, right? And so when we talk about being physical, we talk a lot about how you tackle. And the hits that you get on as you tackle and being fundamentally sound with that. You know, if you're not taking the right angles or if you're leaving your feet too early, it's hard to be physical. And so it's about taking the right angles. It's about running through contact. And so you talk a lot about that in your tackling. You also talk a lot about that with how you get off blocks and how you beat blocks, where you really can show your physicality in that. You talk about, you know, your physicality with how you take the football away and how aggressively you are at the football. And then finally, one thing that is huge for your physicality is your effort and your relentless effort to the football to get those extra hits. You know, Chauncey had some extra hits on ball carriers yesterday because he was flying to the football. You know, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith continuously fly to the football, and as the guy's going down, they get legal hits on the player that's on their way down, because that's where you can jar balls out, when the guy's going to the ground. And so, again, that's where you talk about it a lot on defense is your style of fit, you know, your style of physicality could be through any scheme, but you talk about it through your fundamentals and, you know, guys being physical as a nature of who they are too as people, Nolan Smith's physical. You know, he was physical in college. He didn't just turn physical. He was physical in high school, and I imagine he was physical when he played peewee football. And so those are huge. That's huge to have guys like that on your team that seek out to hit and want to hit and know the way the game changes when you deliver hits.
We'll go to Chris and then John.
Afternoon, Nick. When it comes to Isaiah Rodgers, when you look at how would you assess the way that he played yesterday, and how has he either played up to the role, exceeded, what have you? How is he to the role that was given to him previously during the season?
Yeah, I thought Isaiah played a solid game yesterday and did a lot of good things yesterday. He made two tackles that were big on the sideline, on our sideline, one on Lamar on a third down that put him into fourth and one, and then another one on Hill on the sideline where Chauncey kind of came up and forced the play, and he came up and made a good low tackle on Hill and then did some good things in covering. I think that, you know, Isaiah, was off football for a while, and then he's came back and he's given us a lot of good plays. You know, I think that, you know, with Isaiah, you know, you have an against Cincinnati, he comes in for a brief moment in Cincinnati, and creates a pass breakup that creates an interception for Chauncey. He comes in against he comes in with Tampa on a field goal block, or pardon me, an extra point attempt, and he blocks the kick that Keeley returns for a touchdown. He comes in for a couple plays when Slay was out in Los Angeles game. And he creates a fumble that changes the tide of that game. And then yesterday, back to field goal block, you can see him come off the edge on one of the misses that Tucker had. He comes off the edge and he's right in the picture. You know, that's unsettling. You know, that's when a kicker sees that and has that vision of a guy, and that's unsettling. And we put a lot of stock into that. And so Isaiah's made has had games where he's been really steady. But then he's made these splash plays that have really helped us this season. And so I think he's done some really nice things. We're really happy that, you know, we have the depth that we have at corner with Isaiah being the first guy off the bench, and he's given us great minutes, and he's earned the playing time that he's had. And so Isaiah's done a great job, and we're sure happy to have him.
I'll go to John and then Tim.
Afternoon, Nick. Just talking about Vic a little bit there. On the other side, Kellen, I think a lot of people kind of looked at him and where he was before, and maybe it looks a little bit different. What can you say about him and building the offense around the talent he has now and how he's been able to morph his scheme, his system?
Yeah, I would say that's what good coaches do. They work to the talents of their players, right? I was always taught players, players formation plays. And so you're always thinking about that. You're always thinking about your players, and that's what Kellen's done a great job. He's just, done what we need to do to win football games. But that doesn't mean that when we need to throw it 50 times, we won't do that. We'll do that. I know Kellen will adjust to how the game's going. I think him and the offensive staff have worked so well together. You know, he's got Doug here with him, who's been with him a long time, but I love the relationship that Kellen and Kevin Petullo have. Kellen and Stout and Amo, and like, Kellen's just done a great job of using the guys we have, using the players that we have, building relationships with our players, that are his players. Man, he's done a great job, and he can, of how he calls. He's very in control in the game of how he calls it, has a feel for how it's going, what he should do in certain moments. I've been very impressed watching Kellen call and lead the offense.
We'll go to Tim and then Martin.
Hey, Nick, playing off your post-game speech where you said, we're working tomorrow to the players, and you got a positive response from them in that moment. What went into you implementing what seems like an increased workload during the week for the players, and why is that important to the fabric of your team?
Just so you continue to get better. I think, you always look at each season, and every year you're adjusting to the team that you have. Same thing we just talked about with the offense. Like, every year is different. Like, so one schedule doesn't fit all, right? And so what you used in 21 or 22 doesn't necessarily mean what you should use in 24. And if you look at 22 and how healthy we were, I think that's something that you could very much look upon and be like, this is the way to do it. Well, there's different factors with a 2022 team as it is 2024 team, the experience, things like that. And so there are things that you need to, continue to get better at. And that's just about getting better each day. And sometimes it is to put the pads on and work on Wednesday. Sometimes it is to give them a walkthrough on Wednesday. Sometimes it's a somewhere in the middle of both things. So it's just, our guy, what I love about this team is determined, it's hungry, it's so locked in and focused. And I think back to last week when you have, when you have different things and different schedules that could be a distraction, I just felt like our team was so locked in, focused on Thursday. I keep calling Thanksgiving such a good holiday, and I keep calling it a distraction, but it is. For me, it is until the end of the day. And so our guys were just so locked in, and then they came back on Friday, and it was just, again, where there's a possibility of not being locked in, bam, they were locked in again. And then, you know, I know there's times that you want a victory Monday, and the guys want a victory Monday, but this team's so determined, they're hungry, they're locked in, they're laser focused that, you know.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They wanted to work. We wanted to work. And, you know, today's a big day. And there's time and place for Victory Monday. You know, I don't want to be next week. I give a victory or a couple weeks. We give a Victory Monday. And it's every time. Everything has a little bit of a, you know, a reason why. And you can go off schedule. But, you know, a big part of the process is, you know, reviewing the tape, seeing the things that you did well, seeing the things that you didn't do well, getting the guys in here to, you know, refresh their bodies and kind of get the flush of a lift and everything like that. I mean, a lot of those things go into it. And again, love the fact that this team just wants to work, put their head down and work.
We'll go to Martin and then Ruben.
Hey, Nick, yesterday in your press conference, you said that you're boring. Is that something you kind of had to learn to become? And how good is it to be boring? I mean, you know, what are the advantages of that?
Yeah, I think just what I meant is just like that there's not a it takes what it takes. And I love when Jalen says that winning takes what it takes, success takes what it takes, the grind takes what it takes. And you know, it's not like this aha moment. It's just the putting your head down and working. And that might not always make for the most glamorous story, but it's the work, it's the hard work that gets results. And that's all we're trying to do is be hungry, be humble, and put our head down and work.
We'll go to Ruben and then Zach.
Hey, Nick. I wanted to ask about Tristan McCollum, a guy that hasn't played a whole lot since he got here last year. What have you seen behind the scenes from him that gave you the confidence to have him in that? Obviously, he was the next guy up, but what have you seen from him behind the scenes over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I thought he had a really, you know, we got him, he's just a really good athlete, fast, physical, you know, and then everyone here thought he had a great training camp. It gave us a lot of confidence. He's been a special teams contributor because of that athletic ability and his toughness. And then yesterday he's put into a situation where he's got to go in and compete. He makes a huge fourth down. PBU where he's close to the receiver and can get a pass breakup. He makes a couple big tackles, you know, one on Derrick Henry, who's a phenomenal football player, where he kind of got through the first and second level of our defense, and then here comes Tristan and runs his feet through contact and gets a knockback tackle and, you know, to the side tackle. And so, great athletic traits, tough, dependable. And so it was, you know, as bummed as you are to see Reed go out and you're bummed about that, but always cool when the guys take advantage of their opportunities and go in there and make plays. And that's what Tristan was able to do yesterday.
Thank you.
We'll go to Zach and then Olivia.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. It seemed every day this spring or summer, players were talking about conditioning. Same thing with you, position coaches. 12 weeks in or 12 games into the season, how have you seen that materialize?
We talk a lot about playing with relentless effort. It's impossible to play with relentless effort unless you're in great physical shape. And so you see our guys fly around to the football. You see a Grant Calcaterra running to the football that can, you know, scoop up a loose ball on a fumble. You see crazy pursuit to the ball on a screenplay that they had yesterday where there's eight guys in white jerseys, around the ball yesterday where we're able to get the stop. You see, you know, Paris Campbell and Jahan Dotson run where Saquon gets the touchdown yesterday. You know, you can't do that unless you're in great shape. And so that's been an emphasis. Our strength and conditioning coaches have done a great job of simulating things because you also got to be aware of their legs. But they've done a great job of simulating things that really, you know, get their heart rate going and put them in game-like scenarios without taxing their legs, you know, before and after practice, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And the guys do a great job of pushing themselves in that and also getting the extra work on their own, not just stuff that they do in practice or in the weight room, but the stuff they do extra to get better. And so being in great shape, again, if you want to play, and we say this a lot, if you want to play with great detail, like where your fundamentals are on and you know what to do and you're in the right spot, like, being tired creates mistakes. And not being in good shape creates mistakes. And if you want to play with great effort, you have to be in great shape. And I feel like, you know, we'll continue to work to be in good shape because that's a constant quest. Is to make sure your bodies are ready to go and that you can run all day. But again, can't say enough for the guys of how they've pushed themselves, our strength and conditioning staff for how they've pushed them, and our coaches for how they've pushed them to get that extra work. But all the credit goes to those guys that their bodies are weighing what they're supposed to weigh and they're where they need to be and they're getting the extra conditioning so they can go that little extra bit to make plays. Early and late in the game.
We'll finish with Olivia here.
Hey, Nick, I was just wondering what the latest is on Dallas Goedert and his injury and if he has to miss any portion of time. What you've seen recently from Grant Calcaterra, he has continued to evolve into a bigger role and even into a bit of a fullback role as well in the absence of Ben.
Yeah, we're still in the evaluation phase there. We'll have more information for you guys as the week continues. But, you know, obviously you saw Dallas not come back in for a little bit yesterday. We know Grant is as Dallas has had to miss some time a little bit this year, unfortunately. Grant's done a nice job of really making plays. Not just like, you know, I think last year, if you go back last year, if Dallas missed a little bit of time last year, you didn't see some production from the tight ends. We kind of spread that around a little bit, gave AJ a couple more touches, gave Devontae a couple more touches, put four wide into the game a little bit more. And I think what Grant's done is just given everybody the confidence in him that you can stay 11 personnel, you can still keep those plays in for Grant because he can contribute. Not that we didn't believe that last year. It's just like he's just giving you the belief that, hey, I'm gonna make a play if you throw me the football and if you have some things designed for me in this game. And so that's where Grant gives you confidence, is his growth as a football player. A lot of credit to Jason Michael as tight end coach and Grant himself of how hard he's worked And that room, I love that room. That room really cares about helping each other get better. Like, that's a great room of teammates right there with Dallas and with Grant and with CJ and with EJ. They push each other hard, and they they're their biggest fans in that room as they make plays, and it's cool to see. And so a lot of confidence if Dallas is to miss any time again early in the evaluation process, not ready to go there yet about anything there. But you know, if Grant's ready to step up again like he had earlier in the season.
There he is, Nick Sirianni. Let's talk about a Nick and Jalen thing that happened during the bye right after I tell you about where to get your pet's holiday presents. Now, you know, if you have a dog or a cat, if you're like our house, celebrate Christmas, celebrate Hanukkah, the pets get gifts. You got to go to Dogs and Cats Rule to get those gifts. They've got everything. Christmas, Hanukkah, they have holiday-themed toys and collars and leads, sweaters. Maybe you need a fashionable coat for your dog. Our dogs wear coats in our house. Absolutely they do, especially when it gets this cold. You only want to go to Dogs and Cats Rule. None of those. Maybe you want one of their fresh-baked, hand-decorated biscuits for your dog. Come on. They celebrate the holidays, too. There are 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. It's the only pet store you need. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Blue Bell in Pennsylvania, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And it's because of the lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is there for you. Whatever question you have about what to feed your dog, what supplement to give your cat, whatever it is, they're going to have the answer for you. They're patient, they're informed, and they're great. As I said, 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. If you missed where they are, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So, during the bye week, we had heard about the adjustments to offense, and we had heard about Nick and Jalen maybe getting together, talking about their relationship. And Ian Rappaport wrote a whole story about the Nick and Jalen stuff that happened during the bye week.
Knew somebody nationally would.
Yes. So here's what Ian Rappaport wrote. With an eye on bonding and a mission of improving the entire operation, Sirianni and Hertz decided not to use the bye week to rest. Instead, they decided to stay connected on Zoom, on the phone, and in person. According to multiple sources, they spent hours each day breaking down the team, focusing on the offense, spotlighting leadership, and hitting on all issues. It was, in the words of one source, quote, a galvanizing moment in the season. And while the focus of the relationship between Hertz and Sirianni was a major theme this offseason, with the spotlight off during the bye, it thrived, and so has the team. Before breaking for the bye, there was discussion essentially centered around this. What's the best message to deliver to the team, and what's the best direction? It was a nonstop deep dive involving the other coaches, too. According to a source, Hertz and Sirianni spent roughly 2 hours on phones, FaceTime, Zoom, and in person. Then randomly, they talked for 30 minutes in a day if something came up. They reviewed call sheets, talked about the team's identity, and Hertz asked pointed questions about what he can improve upon. That sounds like a lot of talking between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
How did they get those times?
What? How much time they spent?
I didn't know it was exactly 2 hours.
Yeah.
Half hour.
You know, look.
You know they didn't talk to Jalen.
No. For this article?
Yeah.
No. No. I would say this. Do I think they were on the phone for 2 hours a day? No, probably not. But them understanding that they are the two most important voices there, that people follow their lead, even the giving the impression that they are doing this, I think is important for the team and shows them each that they're willing to meet the other guy halfway. And remember, we were at a position early in the year where it was sort of like, Nick, leave Jalen alone, you know, let Kellen deal with it, so on and so forth, which I don't think is particularly healthy. So them talking and them working out what the messaging is going to be, what the offense is going to be like, I don't know. I think it's at the very least, a good sign that they're both willing to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I listen, people write these articles. It's something that happened 2 months ago. I don't know where they were at that time, because what this sort of leads you to believe is there's an issue prior to that. And not just losing games. It leads you to believe there was something more going on as opposed to just execution on the field with the players.
Right.
Because why is it necessary to write a story about a quarterback and his head coach communicating during the bye week?
I mean, I think it's fair to wonder if that was going on. You know, I mean, we saw quotes from Jalen that looked a little iffy when he was asked about
it. Well, here's what I'm saying, though. Who am I holding responsible for that being an issue? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. But why was it an issue?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are you telling me Nick Sirianni was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing? Like I don't understand this whole idea. Here's what I think happened in all of that is they figured out they're going to change the way they've been playing the last 4 weeks. And the offense is
specifically
going to be different.
Offense, yeah.
Of course, yes. They ain't talking to Jalen about the damn defense. Yeah, so
well, they – I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. You know what? This paints the picture of, hey, we're going to use Jalen as a thrower less, but oh, by the way, Jalen knew about it and was involved in it.
Yes.
And that is the picture that this paints, is that it doesn't paint Jalen in a minimizing light. It paints him as part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem.
Yes. We knew from on-field results he was a part of the problem.
Right,
like
for sure.
The turnovers in the first. He had 9 turnovers in the first 4 games.
I remember.
They weren't the type of turnovers where you're blaming the coach for the turnover.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like now, I can understand them having a coming to Jesus moment or meeting of the minds and saying we're going to change up the offense, and this is what we're going to do moving forward.
And here's why we're going to do it.
Yes, and make sure everybody's on board with it, including him, and understanding that aspect of it. And maybe they needed to have these sort of, I don't know, reflecting moments for themselves from a philosophy standpoint. Maybe Kellen Moore came out thinking he could do one thing with the offense, and it wasn't working. The offense wasn't necessarily humming. Still isn't humming. It takes it a little bit to get it going, but they found a formula. Oh, and by the way, this doesn't look like a Kellen Moore offense. You can't tell me this is what everybody thought the offense was going to be.
Running 70% of the time, no.
Kellen Moore.
No,
exactly.
Absolutely not. Right.
So this reminds me of 2021 with better players. When they switch the offense to a running predominantly offense.
Yes.
So, I wonder if part of Nick Sirianni's defense yesterday had something to do with this.
Right.
Of Jalen.
Of him defending, him saying Jalen is important, Jalen is important, Jalen. Well,
yes.
And this is, you know, these conversations are not easy. I think it would have been easy for Nick Sirianni to say, hey, Kellen, go over what we're going to do on offense with Jalen Hurts, as opposed to owning it and saying this is what we're going to do, having the conversation face-to-face and saying this is what we're going to do. We want you to be involved with you know, figuring this solution out, but this is how we want to do it. Part of that is, we've talked about it a lot, part of all of Nick's job is ego management.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge part of his job.
And telling a guy, a $50 million quarterback who signed a Jordan Brand, who was a runner-up for MVP or was in that, that you're going to do less throwing the football, that's not an easy conversation to have. And you got to have that conversation the right way so everybody goes into the solution the right way. And to their credit, they have all done it. To Jalen's credit, he's done it. He hasn't complained. He hasn't gone off script. Maybe one or two games in the middle there was a couple of iffy moments, but has done what has been asked of him as
and it's worked for him. And you also wonder, okay, did that conversation or the conversations with Jalen and Nick take place after the offensive line said they wanted to run the ball more? Like, a lot of conversations went on in the bye week.
Yeah.
Right? Remember the O-line went to Nick's office and then told him, like, that wasn't a one-day thing.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's offensive line to Nick to Kellen, and then, all right, who's calling Jalen?
Who's calling Jalen? Yes. I guess I'll call him.
I'll do it. I've been there.
Well, and who talked to the receivers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even get to that part.
And that's Nick.
Who told AJ and Devontae about this?
So here's what we're going to do, guys.
You know what? Ike, we talked about this last week, how once a while Rod will ask you to do something, and you're like, You can tell in his that he doesn't want to have to ask you, but he has to ask you. That is the job. That's Sirianni's job, is to have the conversations.
Spike,
that
did you have that job before?
Oh. You know, you got to give me a break, because if I'm not saying that, You can't.
Yeah, you can't bring it
you
up.
You can't hit me for it if I'm not saying it. You're the worst, man. The worst.
I've just got a lot of little moving parts over here.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yep.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday.
Oh, really?
Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, which team is better, this Eagles team or the 2022 Eagles? 80% say this Eagles team.
Why do you got to compare?
Well, speaking of Ike's championship ring, before the show, we had quite a moment with Ike and an 8-year-old.
Yep.
Who,
the kid was talking smack, man.
Yeah, his parents came up, and the what was his name? I forget his name. And he, Darian, maybe Darian?
That sounds
Darian,
right.
Yeah. Darian, yeah. And met, Darian, this is Ike Reese, and Darian looked at Ike and goes, what was it like to lose the Super Bowl, or how did you feel when you lost the Super Bowl? That was a bold intro.
He asked the tough questions.
Bold strategy there, Cotton.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Oh, Louis, Nebraska, do you want to finish this with your golf nonsense and your Jalen
nonsense?
There's
no nonsense with the golf game. Spike.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have my heart beat up, and now, you know, I'm come down to earth. I just want to say,
well,
you
get
know,
it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after the Knicks press conference, you have to understand why Jalen is the most underrated player on this squad. And here's why. Jalen has been benched in a national championship game.
Why?
Okay? You have to think about his history. This is the reason why this guy is a team player. Unfortunately, the Bronco couldn't get there. He's not Jalen, right? So this is why this offense is going to be moving efficiently. I know we have a weapon X as Saquon, but this guy's a team player, and he understands his role. Now, listen. Guys, I'm very excited.
He's also much more limited than the Bronco was physically.
No, that's true, but I think he has a better arm than the Bronco. But, you know.
Why would you tone it down? We're talking about a rifle versus a...
All right.
Yeah. Mr. Wind up.
We're 10-2.
Yeah,
we're
Mr. 10-2. 18 crow hops.
He's in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, not really, but yes.
So, listen, I know that we need to clean up a few things, especially the first quarter starts, but I think, do we have a Dawkins Jr. and the exciting white here? I mean, ooh, that hit on Henry was special, and that's what got me excited, fellas.
Chalkins.
People are calling Brian Chalkins.
Right, I like that.
Thank you, Lou.
Chalkins. Took me a while to figure out what the hell was going on, and I'm like, oh, Chalkins.
Get it, Chalk White.
I got you.
All right.
I got it. I'm a little slow, but I got there.
Yep.
Speaking of Brian Chalkins.
Yep.
He's in the Players Lounge tonight.
Whoa!
Cooper DeJean, ladies and gentlemen, will be joining Hugh Douglas, ESP, and myself tonight in the Players Lounge. Exciting whites!
You know what that sound was? Did you guys just hear that sound?
Was that dads across the
Delaware
Valley?
They put on the white New Balances.
Yeah.
They hopped in the old truck.
I mean, he's right. And, well, Spike, you saw it the last time. Cooper brings out a different crowd.
Flyers fans.
Well, younger. Younger.
Yes.
Opposite sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When Cooper was here the last time, we noticed it was an obvious difference in our crowd.
Yes.
That was here that night for Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. So Cooper will be here at 7.
The young ladies love to come see Coop, man.
They do.
They do.
Well, come on. I mean,
hey, man,
guy's got it.
Man, he does he?
Well, I don't
know. Size 14 shoe, too.
Really?
That's twice the size of Elliott's?
Wow.
Is anyone surprised by that?
Not at all.
So Brandon Graham show at 6, and then Players Lounge at 7. Here at Chickies. Listen
big
on your radio.
I shook his hand. He has big hands.
All right.
He picked up Derrick
Henry.
Well, I'm just saying he does. What was the celebration yesterday?
I'm going to ask him about it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, and then I didn't know if I felt.
I know, me too.
I said, am I old? Am I white? What am I not getting?
You are both.
Yes. But if you didn't get it either.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, and last time we did it with Cooper, we made fun of.
Hold on. I'm the slowest one here.
Yes, both of
you guys would know it before me.
Yes. Jack, you were saying?
No, I'm saying that last time we messed up something with Cooper, it was CJ GJ rapping his TikTok song.
See? Yeah.
So I don't want to make that same mistake again.
And for people, sure.
I don't want people to think that we're not cool. I mean, they think Ike's cool. Well, it's more me and Spike.
Yeah.
I disappoint people, too.
I will say your glasses are getting further down your nose.
Like, yeah, you see me?
Yeah.
No, dude. Readers. These are readers, bro.
Oh, no.
Yes, these are readers.
Yes.
See, I don't need the glasses yet, but I am in the turn on my phone light to read something in the living room after the sun goes down.
Oh, that is.
Or menus at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. No.
I always need to turn on
the light. I broke my my glasses over the weekend.
Oh.
So I have to wait for that could have been the reason.
There's no cover.
Yeah, I did not hit a parlay this weekend.
Never. We're not allowed.
It could be a week or so before my regular prescription glasses come in. So I had to go to CVS and get these readers. This is bad business, bro.
All right.
This is bad business.
We got to print it out on cue cards for you, like giant cue cards. All right. So 215-592-9494. Donovan McNabb joins us next. We'll get Donovan's thought on the dominating defense as well as how Jalen played yesterday.
Five loves good D.
He sure.
This guy.
Well, you're just asking to get on the sound bar.
Buzz knows better than saying it's a good defense.
Jack, mark that down. Make sure you get it. All right, Donovan joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.